Certainly. What we found in the survey is that Mike Rounds has a pretty significant lead. He's at 61% on the ballot test. Stace Nelson is in second place at 14%. Annette Bosworth has 8%. Larry Roden is at 7%. And Jason Roundsburg is at 1%. Just 9% are undecided.
The one highlight that you emphasized in your memo was name recognition.
Yeah, Mike Rounds, as former governor, it makes a lot of sense. Has 98% name ID, and voters in the primary electorate really like him. 72% are favorable, just 21% are unfavorable, and his favorables, Rounds' favorables, are more than twice that of his closest competitor, Stace Nelson, who has 33% favorables.
Yeah, and it seems to get back to the original point about actual just percentage of support, that Rounds seems to do well in key components of the Republican base, no?
Yeah, one of the groups that it's very important to look at, some of the groups that are very important to look at in a Republican primary are people who consider themselves to be base Republicans and fit into various conservative groups. So, for example, among base Republicans who are very conservative, Governor Rounds does just as well overall. He's at 61%. Among base Republicans who are senior citizens, and you know those voters turn out, he's at 72%. Those who are base Republicans and like the Tea Party, he's at 65%. So a lot of these groups who are very likely to turn out in a Republican primary are pretty supportive of Mike Rounds.
And what would you consider your bottom line kind of comment about these numbers?
Look, Mike Rounds is in the driver's seat. He's got impressive support among across the various primary voting blocks that you know turn out in primaries, and he's got the ability to add to that. I mean, the race may tighten, it often does, but you know, when you start at 61%, it's going to be very difficult for his opponents to take much off of that.
All right, good. It's almost, you probably wouldn't be the one to answer this, but I think out loud and I say to myself, it's almost as if you needed Rounds and you needed not Rounds instead of such a crowded field. But, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, the way South Dakota is, there's no runoff. There is a runoff, but the runoff number is pretty low. Right now, Mike Rounds is well above that.
Right. And I always have to ask this, Glenn, because I know I'll get the question from listeners, is who paid for this poll? Was this a Republican-paid poll by Rounds, for example, or was it just
I'm doing the polling for the Rounds campaign. I've done a lot of work in South Dakota over the years. I poll for Senator Thune. I poll for Congresswoman Noem. I poll for Governor Dugard. I don't know that there's a state in the country where I have as much experience on major races as I do in South Dakota. It's a great state. I love visiting there, and I especially love how intelligent the voters are because they pay a lot of attention to the news. They pay a lot of attention to what's going on around them, and that makes it very rewarding to work in politics there as opposed to some parts of the country where it's hard to get anybody's attention.
Yeah, and just so you can, I guess, encourage the non-Round supporters who will be listening to the story, can you tell them that despite it's a Rounds Commission poll, that it's a fair poll, no?
Look, that's my job. If I give people bad advice or bad numbers, capitalism works. I wouldn't get hired anymore. So my job is to make sure my work for a campaign is as accurate as possible, because if it's not, my word and my work is not going to be trusted. So, yes, it is. It better be fair, or my children don't get to eat.